Moving on then, if we can, to items on the main agenda. Item three is the design of the western part of the proposed comprehensive development in North Point. This is a Sutton and Kay scheme, as you know, and I think they're going to join us now. And last time, just while the proponent's getting settled, last time, if you know, we did express some concern, well, serious concern about the interface between this development and the waterfront, and the fact that that we saw it potentially as a missed opportunity. Let's see now how the proponent has responded. So please brief us on what you've done to improve the scheme. Before you do that, I can see hands going up. Declaring interest, please. Ivan? No, not Ivan, sorry. Freddie.
Yes, my office is involved in the hotel development next to the residential one in this CDA site. So should I abstain from?
I think you, by all means, remain, but I think probably abstain from discussion.
Yes, please. Thank you. Thank you.
Anybody else involved in North Point? All right, please, proponent, brief us on your latest proposals. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chairman and fellow members. My name is Kelvin Yip. The guy next to me is Bella, my colleagues, and he's the landscape architect, Kamei. So I will start the presentation now. Our presentation will consist of three parts. The first section, I will give a very brief introduction on the site context and the background information. And secondly, the master layout plan for the proposed developments. And finally, we want to touch on the detailed landscape design. Here's a macro view of our site, the location here. A bit of background information. Prior to the planning approval, we have actually submit for review within the task force in February 2013 and October 2013. And after that, the planning application has been approved in November 2013. And following that, we have restart the detailed design developments and also commencement of site works. And early this year, we have submit the eastern part of the site, which mainly consists of the PTI for consideration by the task force. And we understand that the task force have major concern on the overall interfacing between the development and the promenade and also the public open space. And that's why we have prepared the current presentation, which aims at addressing the concerns from fellow members last time, and also mainly focus on the western portion of the site, which we have not presented last time. Here's the overall development. Here you can see the eastern portion of our lot, and this is the western portion. Here's the adjoining development, the hotel developments, in and out 9020. We are not the architect of this development, but since this development is situated right next to the North Point developments, and to a certain extent, there's a synergy between the two developments. And also, the promenade actually carried through from our site all the way to the hotel site. So I think we take the liberty to put down this development for reference by the task force. Here's our lot, and that's the promenade, which we need to form under the land grant conditions. Here's the western portion of the developments, separated from the western portion by the existing Kam Hong Gai. The eastern portion, which we presented last time, mainly consists of the PTI and the public toilet at the podium portions, and with the residential developments on top. For the western portion, it mainly constitutes the commercial podiums with a community and a GIC building, a complex at the corner here, and also a public open space within our lot. That's an overview of our developments together with the adjoining hotel site. This part is our site, and this is the adjoining hotel developments. You can see that the promenade actually extends all the way from our site to the adjoining hotel lot. The total length of the promenade exceeds 400 meters, which is quite a long promenade. And within our lot, we need to construct a public open space of 6,800 square meters. Both the promenade and the POS are constructed by the developer and to be handed over to the government for on-ramp maintenance. And you can see from here, this diagram, that for the western portion, the POS is actually right abutted by the commercial developments with ample retail and F&B frontages to the POS. And also here is the GIC complex, which consists of the community center and also LD center and the rest of some GIC developments. And here's the PTI, which we presented last time. On top of the promenade and the public open space, we also have some private open spaces within our lot, which includes the multifunction plaza, which is situated right abutting the commercial developments near the main entrance of the commercial mall, and some amenity strips along the street frontages. We hope that the private open space, together with the POS and also the promenade beyond, could constitute a very coherent open space for the enjoyment by the public. And here's the promenade. And we have ample greeneries along the whole promenade. And on top of this, we try to implement different facilities within the promenade, say areas for jogging, greeneries for enjoyment by the public, leisure seating areas, and also there's a fitness center and also a pet garden here. That's the view from the open space towards the western portion of the developments. This is actually not just an artist's impression, but actually what we are now designing for the podium portion of the developments. We try to open up the facade and together with stepped terrace, open terrace, we have alfresco dining facilities along different levels, in the ground levels, the first floor and the second levels. And we try to make the whole podium very transparent to enhance the physical and also visual connection between the proposed developments and the public open space beyond. And right in front of the main entrance here is the private open space, which I just mentioned. That's actually the multifunctional plaza for accommodating the public, and various facilities could happen here. And also the lawn here. This lawn could also be enjoyed by the public. Just what we are now having at the Kwun Tong Promenade and another very successful open space. That's another close-up view on the podium of the western facade. You can see that we try to open up the facade with a step terrace and so enhance the physical connection between the buildings, and also this could enhance the vibrancy of the open space nearby. That's another view, an overall view of the western portion with the promenade at the front, the open space, the public open space in the middle, and also the commercial podium at the backdrop. This view shows the commercial development as well as the GIC portion. You can see that even for the GIC buildings, the community center, we try to make it very glassy for the community hall, the entrance to the community hall, so that there's a very strong visual link between the com hall and the adjoining open space. For this slide, we could see that the site is actually highly accessible to pedestrians from the hinterland. You can see that there's two landscape walkways, one along Suikogai and the other along Kamhonggai. You can see that the promenade and also the open space are actually interconnected, highly integrated together with the commercial mall here. So together with the inner arcade, actually the whole area is highly accessible to the public and also the pedestrians beyond Zawado. In addition to pedestrian access, actually the site is also highly equipped with transport facilities and the transport nooks. You can see that there is a future PTI at the eastern site, and also along Zawado, there are quite a number of future bus stops and also taxi stand along here. And also MTR's at the structure is also right across Zawado, very near to our site. So the whole site is actually highly accessible to both pedestrians and the public transport. Next, I will pass to our landscape architect, Ken May, to speak more on the landscape design of the developments.
Thank you, Chairman, and all the members. So it comes to the third part on the detailed landscape design. Okay. Having all the background introduced by Kelvin, right now we come to more in details on the functions and activities on the POS. On this plan, we have highlighted three zones. The orange color is the active zone. The blue color is ancillary functions, and the pale color here is a leisure landscape. Talking about the active zone first, we have introduced two landscape walkways from Kam Hong Gai and Su Kok Gai. The main aim is to connect the people from the Java Road towards the two piers together with the POS. And the landscape walkway is designed with a tree avenue and very colorful shrub planting so that people coming from all the street frontage here coming through the POS will be having a very enjoyment of greenery. Okay, and creating the landscape walkway, we have two civic plaza at the end so that people can have some sort of activities in future. At the same time, we have created two more plaza at two more prominent locations. One is in front of the retail. The main aim is to create a multifunctional gathering area so that some of the functions can be happened around this plaza. Another plaza area will be at the hotel retail floor. Okay. Another point to highlight is we are creating a very big lawn. The aim of having a big lawn is to have a very strong interrelationship with the plaza and also the retail with all the terrace building facade. The main aim is to enhance and make it more vibrant for the people having activity here and having activities on the building side. People can walk around and even having very leisure time on the lawn. Other ancillary facility we're providing is the fitness station and also a pet garden, because it is already provided in the previous POS and we have to re-provide it in the future public open space. Other than all the key functions here, we are also allocating some of the ancillary functions like vending machine and some food store selling for some hot dogs or some fish and chips, something. So we come to the next page. Here we come to a more information on the greenery. The major setting is having a very big lawn, just like the one we have in Kwun Tong Promenade and Mount Austin Park. The main aim of having these grand promenade, having the lawn here, is having people a very leisure place to sit in. And at the same time, they can walk around and have an open view towards the promenade. On the remaining areas, we will plant with all the shrub planting, with some flowering so that people can enjoy when they are jogging throughout the open space. This slide we are talking about on some of the feature paving arrangement. Actually, the whole site we are divided into different zones. At the same time, we try to use different feature paving pattern to tell the people the main entrance area, the main plaza area, and some of the major civic square. And here we are trying to use different kind of material, and basically, majority of it is artificial granite tile mixed with the granite. Talking more about the details on the promenade railing. Right now, the promenade on the existing frontage is very old and not fashion. And we are trying to make it upgrade. And at the same time, we want to enhance the ambience during the night. Lighting will be incorporated into the railing so that people when jogging around or walk around the promenade, they will have a very nice setting during the, their experience. All the blue dots here are highlighting the location of rain shelter. The intention is making the rain shelter here is to allow people when they feel tired or want to sit down, they will have a proper sitting for them to have a rest. Into more details, we are also providing a different kind of sittings, like sitting bench, some of the stone sculptural sitting bench, having all around so that people can have any enjoyment at everywhere they want. Another kind of features function here will provide a wayfinding signage. And the main aim of providing this signage is to make people knowing where they are, and they are very easy way to find the functions they want to. Okay, this view is a close-up view showing the relationship of the multi-function plaza and the building. So as what have been told by Calvin, this area we are trying to open up the building facade, having more terrace over here, and at the same time, we're expecting to create a plaza over immediate adjacent to the building so that some functions will be happened around the building itself. Okay, one more point that I need to be discussed with, because in the future or ideal in the future, there will be a cycle track connecting two walls on two sides. And we have already provided this provision because this promenade we have allowed around 5 meters hard paved areas. Just in case we will have a future cycle track, it can be converted into a future cycle track to connect with the adjacent location. So that is all for the detailed landscape design. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Members, harbour planning principles, please. We're not here to redesign the whole scheme, though tempted though some of you may be. Just a question for me, if I may. Real world, you've got a large elevated structure right in front of this development. It doesn't appear on many of the plans, but you've got the Island Eastern Corridor elevated in front of you. If you're going to open up the facade of the building, are you going to get potential noise impact from the Island Eastern Corridor? And also, at what level is the corridor? I mean, are you going to have a problem from a visual perspective? Fine sitting having al fresco dining, but if you're looking at a concrete road, not particularly exciting. So have you considered those two aspects? That's a question for me. And what I suggest we do is we collect the questions and then you answer them collectively in a minute. Members, any questions? Paul, please.
A few questions. First of all, is the amount of area that will be paved and the amount of area that will be have soft landscaping? And how many EVAs do we have? Do we have ultimately three, one for the ferry piers and whatever that one is that goes around the building, and then the one in front of the building? I still see a lot of hard paved concrete services. So that's a concern that I have. The other concern that I have is I don't see seating outside the retail facilities in the kind of like in the open lawn area. I see it inside, kind of balcony features inside the building. But at ground level, can we have tables and chairs on the EVA? As long as we can clear them in 3 minutes, the fire service department should be fine with that. But can we have tables and chairs there? So is that area designed so it meets the licensing requirements for the outdoor seating accommodation from FEHD? So that's the second question. I'd like to understand how much of the area is actually going to be shaded and what trees you're using to shade the area. If I see all your renderings, I don't see shaded areas. Not shade. I don't see shade. I don't see shade except for these few chairs. I don't see shade. So even those, I see the Kwun Tung Promenade, you can see that the people sitting under the trees, they're not sitting on the lawns. Mount Austin Park, that picture is taken at nighttime. It's sunset, and you can see the long shadows. So people are then, by that time, maybe willing to sit in the lawn. Otherwise, people are not sitting on the lawn. So I see large concrete piazza. I'm not going to stand there because it's bloody hot, black stone slate. It is. I'm not going to be on the EVA. I'm not going to be on the lawn. So I see massive area where people definitely don't want to be for 9 months of the year during daytime hours. So, and then the trees that I see, I can't see that the canopies of the trees are going to give me the shade on the areas where I walk, because even from your renderings, the shaded areas don't extend onto, except for the three trees in front of the PTI. I see three trees drawn that are. So I'd like to have a better understanding of the species of trees and whether that you have actually calculated that, say, by year five, X percent of the area will be shaded. And whether you can give that percentage, we can't give it now, maybe after this meeting. So shading, I find important. And then the connection between the ferry, the bus, and the MTR, how are people going to walk? You know, I try to understand the flow. Where is the main flow? Through the building, around the building, I'd like to understand where you expect it to be and how sheltered is or not sheltered is that. So rain and good weather. I'm a bit surprised by the civic plazas at the end of the walkways, because people will go through the walkways, I assume, to the ferry piers. So then I'm going to walk through the civic plaza where there is an event going on. So I just don't understand flow and event. Civic plaza in the flow points seems to be should be next to the flow point. But so I just don't understand that. But maybe you can highlight that. And I don't know, you say the railings has to be fixed, but you don't show me what the existing railings are. Maybe they need to be fixed, but it will be good to show us what you actually are going to take away and what is going to come back. Thank you.
Could you just put that one up? Because I think that answers some of Paul's questions immediately. But We can talk to that in a minute anyway. Sorry, please. Yes. Yes, please. Yeah. Thank you.
Can I answer one of your questions quickly? This is all north-facing, so you will, by the time all this building gone up, you won't see much sun. Anyway,
thank you.
I only got one question. I see a lot of luxury pools and water features. I presume that these are all for the residents of those buildings. There are no water feature on the ground level for the public, apart from the waterfront, which is about 2-3 meters high, and keep telling people, stay away from the water, stay away from the water. So with all this public open space, I wonder if you, is there any reason why there's no water feature being incorporated in your design, which they always serve as a focal point or a center of attraction for this open space?
Good question. Thank you. Any other questions around the table? No? Thank you. All right, proponent, would you like to pick up those various questions and various comments and respond? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Maybe first of all, I try to, in response to the potential noise when opening up the building facade. In our proposal, we are trying to allocate certain areas to be opened up for alfresco dinings, whereas the interior is actually still separated from some enclosure. So I think in addition to the long distance between the facade and the Island Eastern Corridor, together with the buffer zone of open space between the two, we think that those noise generated may not be a substantial problem to those diners which choose to have alfresco dinings rather than sitting indoors. And secondly, actually the levels of the second floors is actually a meters lower than the road level of IEC. So essentially, when people sitting at even for level two, they may not actually perceive those running traffic, but rather the focus will be on the open space right underneath or beyond their locations. So regarding the EVA issue, maybe I turn to the other drawings. This one. Actually, under the lease conditions, we need to provide a EVA along the promenade to serve the pier. So that is the one which we need to provide along the promenade. And for the inner EVA, which is the second EVA, this is to serve the developments, the podiums, and also the building on top. The reason is that we cannot locate the towers pushing all the way to Jawado because of the noise problems from Jawado as well. Our site is very difficult indeed. We need to face counteract noise generated from both the IEC and also from Jawado. Both are very noisy. So in this case, the tower has to situate at the middle portion of the site to alleviate the traffic noise in addition to other measures. So in that case, this EVA has to be there to serve the podium as well as the towers atop. So these two can be overlapped because along the yellow areas, the future promenade, we need to have a separate one to serve the piers. So we cannot use this to serve the piers. Yeah. So.
Responses on landscaping.
Yes. Thank you, Chairman and members. In response to the question on the percentage of softscape, under the planning requirement, we have to fulfill 30% of greenery on ground level. This is applied both on the POS, on the promenade side, and also on the private development side. So in response to the comments talking about why the water feature can't be incorporated into design, actually we need to provide the 30% greenery. At the same time, we have to provide some of the basic functions like the pet garden and some of the fitness station. Together, we have to provide all the EVA. And after deducting a lot of it, I think our priority of providing functions will be given to the greenery and the basic function first. That's why we haven't incorporated the water feature at the design right now. One more point is talking about the civic square at this two, from the walkway towards the piers. The civic square is to design in a sense that to create a focal point rather than a gathering place. It is because from the end point towards here, it is a group of retained trees. And another walkway here, we are creating another feature trees. So the main ideas of having two civic plaza here is for focal point only, but not for gathering. Some points touching on the tree aspect. We are now working with LCSD on the detailed planting species. Actually, the planting species will be most likely all around the promenade because there are some constraints for trees to be live very healthily towards the seaside. Our main aim is to provide a lot of tree planting. Right now, from our rough figures, there are around nearly around 200 numbers of trees all over the POS. These figures already include all those retained and also new trees. What we are presenting right now, the trees, they are spacing at a proper interval around 5 meters apart from each other. The main purpose is allow a sufficient space for trees to grow in future. Although at the first establishment, the tree may not providing a very full shading for the people, but in the long term, all the trees will be grown up and finally to provide a very good shading for the people to walk around.
There was a question about using using the EVA for al fresco dining.
Yes, I just wanted to supplement, Chairman.
Thank you.
That's fine. Actually, the EVA here, you can see that now this is the plaza space which we could the developer will undertake management and maintenance. So in addition to this, actually the EVA here, it is separated from the the ground floor facade by a few meters. So actually that areas we could use as alfresco dining areas without encroaching into the EBA. We have already set back a little bit of the ground floor facade here along this frontage. So that's why we annotate this as alfresco dining as well. Yeah.
There were questions also on connectivity, access, and also question about the railing.
Railings?
Yes.
We have not decided this yet, but yes, I think for that setback areas, actually, we could have some sort of furniture at that areas, maybe a little bit of platforms to differentiate away, differentiate it from the UBAs. Yeah. But that will we will consider this in the detailed design.
Fine. Second round questions, members. Ivan, thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. The first question I have is in the presentation back to February this year, the project proponent came to this commission task force only for the eastern part. So this time they come back at the western part, but they sort of making a qualification that the hotel project is not part of their regime, so it's just for reference. So can I ask them, is that possible? Because when we look at this layout, we'll be much more feel relaxed and comfortable than when we saw it in February this year, only on the eastern part. So it's important for the task force to have an overall picture of what they are proposing for the whole projects, including the hotel, the western part, and the eastern part. And I also saw that only the architects and the landscape architects came and present to the task force this time. We don't see the developer. So who is the who is the actual project proponent? So why the project proponent is hiding behind the screen? That's the first question, and can I ask the bureau to help to follow up with the developer on this regard, because I think it's important that the task force should have an overall picture of what they are proposing. The second comment I'm going to make is actually I agree with Evans that I would suggest the project proponent to reconsider to provide some water feature. Because we are always struggling between the soft landscape, the hard landscape, the heat generated during summer. But the water feature in open space actually can help to sort of lower down the temperature in summer. And you know, it has a lot of proven good example in the open space in Hong Kong. So I believe, you know, looking at the design here, there is room to incorporate some water feature to help to create a more comfortable temperature and ambience for the user. The railing, I mean, many of our members is very concerned on the railing design, and I also don't see a very consistent outdoor furniture design, including the signage. That one last point is about the Civic Square. Generally, I have a comment that the open space or the landscape design is sort of chopping into very small bits and pieces. There is no one single large space apart from the lawn and the plaza they call. The civic plaza, they call it a focal point. So I think they should allow some flexibility for people to have some event or gathering somewhere along the promenade, instead of using the landscape to chop it into very small bits and pieces. But that is subject to their design. I mean, this is just a recommendation for their consideration. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much. Some useful suggestions there. Paul, please.
I support the idea of water too. And if there's a problem finding a place to put water under the EVA, with Chung Chung, we have the kids walking through water spouts that come out of a stone floor. So, I mean, I'm sure that the fire service department doesn't mind a bit of water under the truck or a switch button somewhere to switch it off. But, you know, I think we can be creative, and I think water features are good and to keep it cool. So I support two previous speakers on that. I would love to see an actual plan showing exactly the areas where a fresco diner would be applied for. actually a plan showing the exact areas would be good to see, so that we can have a bit more comfort. Chairman, in general of procedural issues, LCSD is a main is the government department here was responsible for approving, and they're not in the room, and they're not with the team. So we have talking to.
They are in the room.
Where are they? Yeah. Is LCSD here? Good. Then LCSD, can you please then highlight and answer all the questions that we've asked for? What trees are we going to use? And in I've presented to this commission an analysis of the trees used at Qingyi. And we can see that the trees that are permitted by LCSD, the new areas, don't provide any shade. But that the trees that were planted in front of the housing estate, that was an old design, provide fantastic shade, complete full tree cover over the promenade. So my question is that what we're going to get here or not? And I like to see really a plan showing shade. And I know Evan says like it's a north side. Well, then show the marking for 9 o'clock in the morning and 12 o'clock in the afternoon and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's fine too, but show where we have shade. I think, can we have some very specific plans showing the shade from the buildings and the trees and what tree species we're going to use? The railing question, I think, is still specific. You're suggesting put lights in the railing. The railing are on the waterfront. If you put lights in the railing, people can't see the sea because they're going to be blinded by the light. Usually with waterfronts, you put the lights behind the people so they can actually see, have a more clear view of the sea. So I'm a bit worried about your idea of putting lights in the railing because that's going to impair the view of the water. Chairman, the sharing of the EVA, can we get somebody to look into this? Can harbour units spend time on this? I mean, it seems to be quite silly to have a few metres difference. Two EVAs, they can be shared use. I mean, why not? You know, I don't see why it cannot be done, other than we have some dogmatic, bureaucratic issue here. But somebody must be able to resolve it. And I think this is why we have set up the Harbour Authority to break through this kind of issues, if we find them, that we can resolve them. So I hope this can be done. Civic Plaza, I don't understand the feature bit of the Civic Plaza. The features are the ferry piers. Why would you put a feature in front of the ferry pier when the ferry pier is the feature? The ferry piers are the features at the end of the path, and why, you know, I don't. So to me, it comes still down to what you haven't shown me is where are people going to walk between the ferry piers to the bus, between the bus to the MTR, MTR to the ferry pier. How's all that going to walk? Where are people going to flow? And I think that's far more important. And to suggest that we have a feature in front of the ferry piers are the features, you know, so I don't think we need a feature. But we need maybe gathering space where people wait for each other. And then those people that are communicating between those three transport nodes, where is their shade and shelter? Are they all going to get wet or not? Or, you know, I'd just like to see what is going to be under the different weather conditions, how are people going to move between one and the other? Otherwise, later on, we get requests from the district council for plastic covers, and then your whole design is destroyed by some ugly plastic covers from the LCSD. We don't want that. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to draw a line here now. If you could just pick up in response, first of all, this issue about trying to incorporate some water features. There's obviously a strong view that water features would add to the experience on the waterfront. Tree types, whether you're going to answer that or LCSD, I'll leave you to decide between you. Alfresco dining, obviously we need to understand better exactly where you're going to put the alfresco dining. Lights in railings, you may want to comment on that. Sharing of the EVA, that's probably an item for a harbour unit, Christine, I think, whether we can come up with some creative solution where the EVA is shared between the development and the ferry piers. And then access to the transport nodes. You didn't pick that up in your first answer, so maybe pick up access to transport nodes in your response. So pick up those if you can now. Thank you. I mean, if you're not in a position to answer some of them now, don't worry. I mean, take them away and come back with a written response. We're not asking you to make a call now on some of these items. Yeah, thank you. I suspect, and I'll just echo what Ivan said, you know, when you don't have your client with you, it is difficult, I know, because you can't commit, you can't give undertakings or even give indications of direction. So try and respond as best as you can. Thank you.
Chairman, actually, for the alfresco dining portion, I think this perspective actually shows quite accurate what we are trying to do. In addition to the ground levels, the stepping terraces here, the setbacks here, we are proposing these areas to be of F&Bs or alfresco dining. So actually, at the different levels, we have some sort of activities to make better interaction with the public open space. Yeah.
So just to be clear, at the moment, there's no dining on the EVA?
No dining on the EVA, but next to the EVA, because you can see that we don't have larger joints.
As long as we're clear, yeah. Because we're suggesting that you should extend the alfresco dining onto the EVA. So, again, something to take away. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On you go. No problem.
Yep.
Let me direct a question to LCSD while you're thinking about how you want to respond. LCSD, tree types. Paul has clearly identified an issue. You want to give an initial reaction to this issue of tree types on the waterfront?
I haven't seen the tree planting plan yet from the consultant yet, but regarding the tree on the seaside, I think we are really open-minded on the tree species section. As far as they are soft spray tolerant, we don't mind we provide shading tree along the promenade. Actually, we have a lot of good example of shading tree along promenade. Uh-huh. For example, in Sha Tin. Yeah. Sha Tin promenade. All around the Riverside Hotel, we have some mature tree. Yeah, on our planter. They really provide shade, but we got a varieties of tree species. Some of them are for amenities, appreciations, but some are shading trees. Yeah.
All right. Maybe you can take that back to your colleagues as an item, please.
Whenever
we're looking at trees on the waterfront, shading is a key driver, key importance.
Okay,
proponent,
you.
Anything you want to add?
Sorry, I don't want to debate, but I think it's very narrow, the promenade is
shot. Well, Paul, offline discussion, please. Proponent, any more reactions to the comments made by members? No, all right. Otherwise, I think what we better do is we better write to you, Harbour Unit, we better write to you with these, summarising the comments that would be made. Particularly the one about the water feature, particularly about alfresco dining, sharing of the EVA, etc. We'll write to you, and then you can take these up with your client.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
okay.
I think that's the only way forward at this stage.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, members.
Thank you. Just to reassure members, we will write formally to the proponent on the issues raised. And we need to, obviously, they need to come back. I think they'll have to come back. All right, sorry, conversations off, please. Let's stop them.